attention, attention. May I have all your eyes and ears to the front of the room if only, if only for 1 second.
When you step out on the street, do you ever wonder how you will be judged? In this podcast, you will hear the story of one girl's experience being judged for her choice of clothing. My name is Allison Patterson, and I interviewed 3 students from Science Leadership Academy about one girl named Claire's choice of clothing. She chose to wear a particular type of boots. She says wearing these boots was crossing a boundary, trying to break the social norm. Her friend Sam is totally on board, but her sister, mother, and classmate Manna are singing a different tune. They say her choice of shoes was disgraceful and did not reflect who she was. What side are you on? Sit back and listen to the story of An Extra 6 Inches.
I got these boots from the Philly AIDS thrift down on 5th and Bainbridge. Actually, technically, Sam Lovett Perkins got them for me. We were together. Well, not together, but we were hanging out together down at my house, and then he had to go to his ILP, his independent learning project, so I walked him there, and then I was there helping out, just looking around, and I saw them, and I was like, oh my god, these boots are amazing, and they were like fantastically horrible, like just absolutely amazing, and I was, I have to fit these, if they don't fit, I'm gonna cry. And so I tried them on, and they were really big, and it took a really long time to put on, because they're a little bit crazy. The heel on them is not actually that big, it's just like really weird, because you're 6 inches taller than, you know, you normally are. And I had to walk to school in them, which was really tough. I walk to school every morning, and so I put these shoes on in the morning, and I walked to school. And I got several looks from people. And then I got to school, and people didn't really notice at first, like, if I was standing near them, but then if, like, when I walked away, they'd be like, whoa, and they'd come talk to me about them. It was a lot of fun. I did get some comments, like, from my sister, from, like, Manna, from other people that, like, they were horrible, awful, like, disgusting. My sister was like, I hope you don't wear those. You have no friends. Like, people won't like you. I can't believe you do this. I can't believe I'm related to you. I was like, oh, Sophie. I don't know. I think that a lot of people are a little bit too easily scared into trying to be the social norm. And especially at a school like SLA, I think it's okay to be everything but. When they made comments, I wish my sister could hear herself. She is like one of those people that is so like, ugh. I could name, you know, the things that she does, and they're like the things that you see those girls do that are like considered cool because like that's the social, like she does them because it's cool, not because she like that's who she is. Her natural hair is wild and amazing and like really intense and frizzy and like beautifully wild, but she straightens it all the time, and you know her personality is like really really crazy, and she like has these like sugar highs and lows, and it's really annoying sometimes, but it's her. But, you know, when she's with her friends or, like, around people that she doesn't know very well, she's very proper. And, I mean, like, not that she shouldn't be proper, but the part of her personality that's there, the wilds, because she's a very wild person, mm-hmm. is so tamed. You know, it just, I don't know. I wish that people could understand that, like, other people that make comments on them, like, they make comments on me, and part of me wonders, like, if they are jealous, or not like jealous of the boots, but jealous of the freedom of expression that they don't feel, because I know my sister and she is not the person she dresses and acts like at school sometimes. Everyone tries to be different in the same way. You know? What are you trying to express about yourself? I don't think you're actually trying to express anything about yourself. I think you're just trying to wear those clothes because that's what everyone else is. But if it was like the thing that everyone did, wore platforms to school every day, I don't think that I would. I don't think I'd be one of those people. I think that I would probably wear like Converse and a skirt or something. I like that at this school you can be different, but it annoys me when I see a lot of people being different in the same way. And I think that, you know, when we're kids, we're not aware of the social norms. And we become super aware as we get older.
For those of you who just tuned in, that was Claire telling me about why she wore those boots. Now, this is Manna, who has a completely other side to the story.
Everybody is entitled to dress the way they want to, because dressing is a way that you express yourself. Her clothes are so baggy, she must not know how to buy clothes that fit. It doesn't really matter what you think of how you look. It's everybody else. And then you have people talking about you. You're going to have people questioning why you're wearing what you're wearing, and then you're second guessing why you put that on, and then that little self-esteem. So it means when you dress yourself, you need to be there not only what you like, but what is semi-acceptable if you're not strong. But if you're not as strong or as mentally, then you know you can't be as strong as you can. Because I think it's really a different for universally. It's covering your body so that your private area is here. As long as the bosom area is covered and the shirts are at least at your belly button, that's acceptable. And here, say we're pulling up here right now. So it's going to be fun. You don't want to see people walking around with short skirts and short shorts and flip flops and whatever else. That's all summery and just weather. If you were like a size zero and you wearing a 5X shirt and it looks like you're wearing a 5X shirt and you're not wearing it today, well, if that's your boyfriend's shirt, your boyfriend's 5X.
would like to end this podcast with you listening to Sam, who was completely in agreement with Claire's boots.
We were going to Philadelphia, my ILP, also from Bangor, and we went in one day, and I was volunteering, and she walked me back. The manager came out, and we were just talking to him about what we were looking for and what she was looking for. She was there for shopping, and I wasn't. And she said she was hoping that they would have platform boots, because if you've ever been there, it is pretty crazy. Yeah. Like, there's mannequins without faces, there's like weird baby hanging from the ceiling. It's really cool. She's definitely good. But the point is, he said, well, you should look around because it's a thrift store. You never know what you're going to find. I mean, people give stuff, they put it out, yeah, you find stuff. And he said, look right here, because this is where the shoes are. And after maybe 2 minutes, we found the platform boots. And Claire was a little low on money, so I helped her pay for it. It was pretty exciting, because she couldn't get them on at first. And she had a whole lot of hard time, and she fell down a couple of times on the floor and knocked over a rack of shoes. But she got in them and loved them. Oh, and also, when she was continuing to shop, she went up on the second floor and tripped on the stairwell. Well, the way back down. Claire is kind of like a middle ground. She is being herself, which is what people should be. I think people should be. Because she's a little bit weird. She likes attention, and she's also fun. She likes to wear some cool stuff that's cool being a relative term. And those platform shoes, boots, whatever, I think really explain who she is to the world. And being at SLA, people are pretty accepting. And it's not like, ooh, weirdo. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just something that I think is really cool and that her choice was right. I didn't feel like people might have thought she was trying to be disco or so. Like, she was trying to be, I don't know if this, I don't really know my words of the times or whatever, but I might think that people might have thought she was trying to be retro, if that's the right, correct usage of that word, But, I mean, it was in the morning, and it was school, so since it's SLA, everyone kind of knows everyone. So no one, we all know that Claire's not some crazy lunatic from the 70s, but people might have thought that. No, I think people have the right to express what they want. I mean, looking proper on Philadelphia streets can be important. But that's pretty loosely determined. I mean, as long as you're wearing clothes, in my opinion, you look fine on the street. I mean, you can look weird, but who am I to judge what you're wearing? Fashion, personal appearance, how you look. People will judge you on it no matter what. It may be subconscious. They may not say, ooh, I don't like that person because of what they're wearing. But they will think, if you're wearing a shirt that says Fall Out Boy, they may think you like the band Fall Out Boy because of association. And it's not always bad, it's not always good, but people will judge you on what you look like. You shouldn't be out there saying, that person looks stupid, or that person looks ugly, because of what they're wearing. That is your opinion, but those aren't really nice things, then those aren't things you need to express out into the universe.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed An Extra 6 Inches. 4, only been with one man, what happened to her plan?